Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, our preaching is from Texas by Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, To Be Truly Blessed.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain. And when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you, falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so men persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. These 8 short sentences form the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. They are among the most important things that he said because they tell us who will enter the kingdom of God, which he has come to inaugurate. Where I live, in the southern part of the United States, one often hears the expression, have a blessed day. What a wonderful wish and prayer to give another person. The word for blessed in the Greek, in which the New Testament was written, is makarios. And it was a word used for the pagan gods, meaning a godlike joy or happiness. But the Christians took it over and gave it a deeper meaning. Blessedness, or makarios, describes a joy that is serene, untouchable, self-contained, independent of all the changes of life. In some translations, they use the word happiness. Happy are those who have these qualities. Christian blessedness is totally beyond any happiness that we can find in this world. Happy tends to give the meaning of the ubiquitous, yellow, smiling, happy face. But blessedness is much deeper. It is a peace and joy beyond whatever current pain or sorrow we may experience. It is the peace that Jesus said he would give us that is beyond all understanding. Blessedness reigns despite our tears, and nothing in life or death can take it away. Blessedness comes from being in Christ, from walking and living in his presence. The blessedness of the gospel is a quality of soul that only God can give. And it comes by our self-surrender to God and his will for our life. Every person wants to be happy. It's part of our DNA. The problem is we don't know what will make us happy. Being happy and blessed is something we have to learn. It doesn't come naturally. If we follow our natural instincts, we live by the law of the jungle, by our emotions, by our feelings, and our physical desires. But you can tell that blessedness and true happiness is something much different, difficult even. All you have to do is reread the Beatitudes in today's gospel. This is why we need help and guidance, the guidance that God gives us in his word and in his church, our fellow travelers on the path to heaven. Blessedness and true happiness come to us when we become what we were created to be. And we can only learn this from the Creator and what his mind was when he created us. For he wants us to be his true children in his image and likeness. Amen. Thank you.